You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good Saturday morning. Hey, wake up. This is Landon coming at you live in the studio for Lifeline Ministries, where we're going to give you the chance as we teach today. Hopefully you're going to get your spirit provoked. Something's going to trigger on the inside. And you're going to go, man, whew, I need to get on board with this. I understand what he's saying, and I need to increase my walk with the Lord. I need to stop living so much in my lust of my flesh and in my natural world and all the cares of this world. And I need to really focus on Christ. I really realize what he's saying is true, and he is the author and finisher of my faith. If that comes over you, if you're overwhelmed, if the Spirit is moving on you this morning, and you need to make a commitment to God, I'm going to give you phone numbers to call. That's why it's called Lifeline. That's why we're here live. That's why it's not pre-recorded, so you have the opportunity to pick up a phone and change your world. Okay, I mean, I'm doing this for me. Don't get me wrong. I preach to keep me right, but it's also for you to be able to call here and change the course and the future of your life with the power and authority found in the Bible, in the Constitution of the Kingdom, or Word of God, whatever you want to refer to it as. 221-1100 is the local number. So if during this broadcast you feel, I need to call there and I need Jesus, I need to change my life today, I need to start a new walk, I need a recommitment. If you're someone that committed a long time ago, or if you're one of those that stays in that mindset of, well, you know, I accepted Christ when I was 8. Well, how's your life look? I mean, that's the bottom line. The key is weigh where your life is at. Weigh the fruit of your labor. What are you reaping? You know, whatever you sowed is what you're reaping. If you're reaping a great harvest and God's just unreal merciful to you and everything's just wonderful and God is just blessing your socks off, then you're all right. And you guys are talking on a daily basis, and you're communing with God, and you're praying with God, and you're reading your word, and he's just blessing you. That's great. Now, if that's the case, you could call here for that too and say, listen, I want everybody that's listening to this guy's broadcast to know that walking with the Lord is phenomenal. He is blessing my socks off. And I can tell you, before my walk with the Lord, life was just, life was terrible, man. Me personally, before I accepted Jesus, man, my life was a mess. And I'm one of those that as a young kid, I went forward and I need Christ at 6 or 7 or whatever it was, you know. Preached my first sermon at eight years old. I had to stand on an egg crate because I couldn't even, the podium was taller than I was, you know what I mean? And then the devil said, oh, this guy's got, he might have a chance of actually moving in this kingdom and moving in this realm. So let me come in. And he sent all the forces of hell to take me out. But I never plugged in to the Word of God or took Jesus serious. Okay, I just knew about Christ, but I didn't have an intimate relationship with him, okay? I know about the ladies that I work with every day, but I intimately, inside and out, know my wife. See, there is a difference. There's a big difference in knowing about somebody and knowing intimacy and every little thing about them, how they think, how they operate, what makes them happy. That's how you have to be with God if you want this kingdom of heaven or the power of God to operate in your life. Again, good morning. This is Landon for Lifeline Radio. Listen, you can pull us up right now. It's 89.9 on your FM dial, or it's WCNO. Go online, go WCNO.com. Just click listen live. WC, and you can call anybody. This is that way you can reach out to friends in Italy. You can reach out to anybody anywhere and say, listen to me. Go to WCNO.com. Click on listen live. If you missed the broadcast, still go to WCNO.com and just click on demand. Anytime during the week, day or night, if you wake up in the middle of the night, you can go over there and click that thing, WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com, and go on demand. How's that? The numbers to call here now. Okay, if you want to change your life today and you're ready to get serious with the Lord, you want to accept Jesus as your Savior, start reading your word and operating in his kingdom. The reason I say that, once we accept Christ, here's something that's not really getting pushed or taught as it should. we accept Christ, and we have this fantasy land of, man, I called, or I went forward in church today, and I accepted Jesus, and my life is going to change. You're right, but your life's going to change once you go, okay, all right, I accepted Jesus. Now, Jesus, can you give me your book? Can you give me your word? Can you give me a Bible so I can learn your constitution, so I can learn your laws, your principles, and your precepts? Because I, from what I understand, and this is how this works, once I've accepted you as my king, I need to know the constitution of how your kingdom works. I understand how the natural world and the natural life works because I've been involved with that for a long time, but I haven't really been serious or intimate with you. So please give me a Bible and let me get in here and learn how you operate so I know how your kingdom is run and how your kingdom is, it has its reign and has its rule. You'll only know it by reading the word. I'm afraid I don't want to disappoint. Nobody can really tell it to you. You'll hear it, but you don't retain enough to make it operate in your life until it becomes your life. Does that make sense? Listen. 221-1100. If you're ready to put on the pants today and say, man, I'm gonna grow up and I'm gonna get serious about this thing. I'm tired of playing church and I'm tired of playing like I have a relationship with God just so people look at me as a decent human being. Just so I can function in society. I don't want to be labeled as someone that doesn't like God or, you know, so, but I'm tired of doing that. I'm ready to put everything aside and let everybody know that I'm serious. 221-1100 is the local number. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. You got it? Why do we need the word of God more than ever today? Let me ask you that. Why do we need, Landon, why are you tripping like this? Why do we all of a sudden, why do you make us think that we really need the word of God more than ever today? I'm going to tell you, you need the word of God more than ever today. God's word has the power, now think about power, I'm talking power, greater than a nuclear explosion, all right? God's word has the power and authority. Is there a difference? You can be a powerful person with no authority. And run around running your gator all day and all, but nothing happens because you don't have any authority to back it. God's word has the power and the authority to move the kingdom of heaven on your behalf. Now, I didn't say it's going to move your car across the street or help you get a better house. It has the authority to move the entire angelic host of heaven, the army of the Lord, on your behalf. You got that? Well, I need that. Listen, the only way I'm going to change, the only way my son's going to change, the only way my daughter's going to change, the only way my marriage will get better, Landon, you're right. It would take the entire kingdom of heaven to change my circumstance. Well, you're in luck today. You're in luck. You are so blessed or so lucky that you tuned in. Here's what God has to say about this, okay? Remember, why do we need the word of God more than ever today? All right, keep this in mind. As I go through this, do not forget that thought. And I think more importantly, try to remember that God's word, what we're going to talk about today, actually contains and has the power and the authority to move the kingdom of heaven on your behalf. Jeremiah, we're going to be in three books. If you want to make marks or notes or get your Bible ready, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Matthew. Very easy. We're going to go Jeremiah 1, I want you to turn there, Isaiah 55, and Matthew 8, okay? So you can kind of prep. Now listen, you need to call somebody, man. Reach out, sow into someone's life. If you know someone that really, don't judge, but in your opinion, they really need this, you're like, man, this would really help them out a lot. Just call them, don't be scared. This is sowing in the kingdom. This is being a doer of the word. This is sharing the gospel. Jeremiah 1, here's exactly what it says. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, now, as we go through this, the point of this conversation today, and the thing I'm trying to teach you is, it's about the word of God coming out of your lips. You have to point that word and put it on something for it to work. It has to be released, and you can't speak out of your ear. Your toes don't talk. It's only your mouth. It has to come through your lips. You got it? He says right here, here's the word of God. Jeremiah 1, start in verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. You know what a prophet is? a person that speaks as God speaks to them. God speaks to them and they proclaim things to come. They can listen. This is an office you can hold. It's not some special thing set aside for only the elite or only the people that have hair a certain color. It's not that way. The Bible says over in the New Testament, Paul said, listen, above all, above every single thing that Paul taught in the New Testament, he said, I wish above all things that you prophesy. That's how you change the course of your life. That's how you change what's coming. All right, now listen to me close. Before I formed thee, verse 5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Now, I want you to listen very close because there's a lot of you who the devil has come and convinced you because the truth in the natural, okay, what it looks like is, yeah, but I know that I was a mistake. I know that I was conceived out of wedlock. I mean, these are the things that I get. Yeah, but Landon, I was conceived out of wedlock. I'm not blessed. I know that I was a mistake. I was oops. I was accident. Now, listen to me very close. Very, 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 very close. For those of you who are living today, and you know for a fact that your mother was raped. Because there's a lot of people, oh, God will never, I'm just here, mom got raped, and I'm worthless, I'll never. Listen, that's a lie. I want you to know it's a lie from the pit of hell. God says to you right now, and I know I'm talking to somebody this morning, because the Lord put this on my heart this morning, heavy at home. Okay? If you're a living person today, and you know that your mother was raped, and that's how you got conceived, God says to you right now, before I formed thee in the belly. I knew you. And before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. God knew you from the very beginning. I don't care what the circumstance was. He was right there. There is no such thing. You didn't come forth by accident. You're not a mistake. You're not, well, mom, she almost aborted me. I mean, it's just a blessing I'm here. God says, listen, before you came forth from your mother's belly, I knew you. I ordained you. Okay? I got to get my eyes clear. That's why I'm kind of pausing here. I got a little messed up on that one there. Lord hit me hard on that one. Listen to me. This is exactly what it says now. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee. So don't you let anybody tell you anything besides what this book of the truth says. The Bible is the truth. It's not a truth or another truth. It's the real truth. It's the truth above everything else you've ever been taught, thought, or learned. This trumps it. This is the truth. He says, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, oh, Lord God. That's what it says. Isaiah got it. He said, oh, Lord God. Behold, I cannot speak. He knew it was the Lord. He got all excited about it. But all of a sudden, here he goes in his flesh again. He's back in his mind. I cannot speak, for I'm a child. I cannot speak, for I'm a child. I think this is the mentality. The reason that God led me here, this is where we're at today. God calls God this, and the first thing we think is, I can't do that. I don't have what. That's not for me. That's for pastors and stuff. And Jesus did that, but I can't do that. He said, Lord, I can't speak. I'm a child. And the Lord said to me, okay? But the Lord said unto me, say not that I'm a child. Notice he didn't tell him, don't think that you're not a child. He don't sit there and meditate the fact that you're not a child. He told him, you open your mouth and you don't say again, I'm a child. I don't want to hear those words come out of your lips. Why? Because the words that come forth from your mouth are absolutely important if they're spoken with the power and authority of God. He says, don't you speak like that because you're going to change the course of nature. Let me teach you how this works, God said, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Let me do that again now. But he tried to say, okay, he said, Lord, I can't speak. I'm a child. See, a lot of us get caught. We think we're children. I'm a child. Oh, I'm just a child, and God's going to work with me. He knows my heart. He knows my situation, and he knows and pity party me, and I'm just, you know, I just don't have that much experience in the Word of God, Landon. I just don't have that. I haven't been walking with him. I'm new. I've only been a Christian a year. The power of God's the power of God. I don't care if you're a Christian 10 years, 20 years, you just came on board last week. If you get what God is telling you, he says, here's the law. This is the book of the law. The law of what? The law of the spirit realm that controls the heavenly host and the angelic armies that will come down and descend on your behalf and handle with authority whatever it is in your life. So, okay, he says, I'm a child. God said, but the Lord said unto me, say not, I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Now listen to me. He said, whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. This is how this works. When you get to know God and you get intimate with God and God starts speaking to you, this is when everything changes with the authority from heaven. When you get to the point where whatever God commands you, see, first you have to get in here and find out, what is he commanding me? Whether you hear it audibly, whether you get it from the word. However you hear from God, listen, he says, then you speak it. Be not afraid of their faces, for I'm with thee to deliver thee. Then the Lord, and this is for somebody, this next verse, if you're having trouble with your mouth, if you can't control your mouth, if everything you say all day is negative, if you are condemning yourself constantly by opening that trap, this next verse is for you. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. Some of you out there listening right now need to say, Lord God, please, Jesus, I know my mouth is terrible. Put forth your hand this morning, Father, please. Touch my mouth. Touch my mouth. Change how I speak, Lord, please. I'll get in your word and I'll learn how to talk. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And he said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. You got to get this. You got to get this. He didn't put his words in your thought pattern. He didn't put his words there for you to stare at them and never release them. He said, no, I put my words. He didn't put them in your toe. He didn't put them in your hand. He didn't put them in your ear again. He put them where? In your mouth. His words are in your mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. Why would he say that after that? And he put forth his hand and he touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I've put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and the kingdoms. See, you now that God has his words in your mouth, you can release that spoken word and totally change nations and kingdoms. He says, I have this day set thee above nations and kingdoms. Now, we're talking about the kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of heaven. He said, I'll set you over that kingdom to root it out, to pull it down, to destroy it, and throw down. And I want you to build, and I want you to plant. By what? Your spoken word. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod, an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, ready? Thou hast well seen, listen very close, for I will hasten my word to perform it. This is God's promise. Now, God's saying to you right now, I will hasten my word to perform it. So what's the moral of the story here? We've got to get in here and we got to labor in this word day and night until it becomes what we're filled with on the inside. When you're filled with the word of God, with the book of the law, okay, with the constitution of the kingdom. I keep saying that word to you guys all the time. I want you to get that the kingdom operates based on this book. This is the constitution. When you learn this constitution and you speak this constitution, God has to move on your behalf. It is his promise. He just told us this. Then he says to Jeremiah over in chapter 5, verse 14. Okay, ready? Chapter 5, verse 14, he says, wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word. Woo, ha, ha, ha. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Because you speak this word, not another word, not another book, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire. Fire. They will purify, cleanse, burn up, and purge whatever you release them upon. Jeremiah 5:14, you got to look at this. Wherefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts. Now notice, he declares, he makes a declaration of his power right there. Wherefore saith the Lord God of hosts. I'm the Lord, the God of host. What host? The whole angelic host. Every angel in heaven. The whole multitude of angels. He tells us right there, the Lord, the God of hosts. I'm the God of all the angels. I'm the God of the entire army of heaven. The kingdom and the army and every single angel, I'm the God of them. Now, because you speak this word, and notice there's a comma there, and he says, behold. In other words, you need to stop and really stare at this and meditate this and ponder this, because I'm going to say something super powerful. I will make my words in your mouth fire. But I've been waiting on God to move for 20. You haven't released it. He makes his word work. How? Out of your mouth. Until you get it, and until you believe in him and release that word, his hands are tied. He's waiting on you to take authority over your life. You think you're waiting on God to step in and do something. He's given you every formula and all the power in your mouth to change your destiny, and you don't know it. Nobody's showing you this. Why? They don't know it. You got to live in this word to get this stuff. I'm trying to tell you. You got to get in here and find it. Now, listen, it's a great time right now. I think it's a great time to go 221-1100. Because listen, when's this word going to work for you? When you accept Jesus. When you accept Jesus and you become his child, now you can speak your daddy's words. If you've never accepted him in your heart, if you never surrendered your life and said, Lord, I surrender to you. I give you the authority. I want you to be the king of my life. I want you to be my God, and I'll be your people. I'll be your child, and you be my dad. Now, when that happens, now you get in your daddy's word, and you learn what your daddy wants you to do, and you release that word that he tells you, and he'll speak to you. You have no problem. Your Father God loves you more than you even understand. He'll declare to you clearly. He'll say, you see that situation? You say this to it. You see that situation? You say this to it. I could go off on that right now. I've had a million things in my life where God said, you say that to it. I did, and it worked, man. If you say what he tells you to say, he'll back it every time. He just told you that. He said, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words. I will make my words in thy mouth fire. He'll make those words fire coming out of your mouth. Isaiah 55:11 says this, so shall my word. Now turn there. Isaiah 55:11. This is God again giving you another promise. So shall my word be that goes forth out of thy big toe. He says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of thy mouth. It shall not return unto me void. There'll be no absence. There'll be no darkness. There'll be no lack. There'll be no slack. There'll be no, oh, it didn't happen. Oh, that stuff doesn't exist in my world. I'm God. Remember, I'm the Lord God of hosts. I host the whole kingdom of heaven. I host every angel. I say go, they go. They never question me. They go instantly. The whole army of heaven awaits you to speak the word, and I send them. If you'll release it, I'll send them. He says, listen, so shall my word be, Isaiah 55:11, that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall do what? It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. So shall my word be that goes forth out of thy mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Now, right, I'm going to give you the best example ever in Scripture for this. Go to Matthew 8. There was one guy here that totally got it, and Jesus was blown away that this guy got it. He's like, but this guy gets it. Watch this. Now, listen. Don't be afraid to call, man. If the teaching is fire and you're just getting off on it, you're taking notes and taking all that's fine. As soon as I go off, call, because you gotta get on board with Christ for it to work. If you're not a child, you won't have the authority. He gives the authority to his children. He gives the authority to the family. The family can operate in the kingdom of heaven. If you're outside of the kingdom, in the kingdom of darkness, you can't operate in the things of God. There is a big division there between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, and you have to know that. Now listen, listen, listen. This is where we're at here, okay? There was a guy. Jesus said, go over to Matthew 8 real quick. Go to Matthew 8. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there was a centurion. This is a man that's over 100 men. And he said to him, Lord, my servant is homesick of the palsy. And Jesus said, I'll come heal him. And this centurion, the man that's over 100 men, said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you come into my house. But speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Now listen. Now he explains to Jesus, I get it. He says, Lord, I get it. He says, for I'm a man under authority. I have soldiers under me. I say, go, and they go. I say, come, and they come. And to my servant, I say, do this, and he does it. Man, when Jesus heard that, he marveled. He was amazed. He said, this guy gets it. He said, verily, I say to you, I have not found so great faith, not in all of Israel. You get it? This guy said to Jesus, I get it, Lord. If you'll speak the word, every host, every angel in heaven, when you say go, they go. When you say come, they come. And when you say do it, they do it. I get it, Lord. I operate like this in the natural, and I know you're the one that controls the spirit. You got that? Did you catch that? Look at Matthew 8 and look at that, because I got to go here in a second. Now, are you ready? Verse 13, Jesus said to this man, he said, look, go ahead and go your way. Because as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're not waiting on God. As you have believed, so will it be done unto you. Excuse me. So that's where we're at, man. You got to get in here and look at that. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in this book day and night. This is Joshua 1:8, by the way. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You shall meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and then shall thou have good success. Who's going to make your way prosperous? You. Who's going to make you successful? You. How? He said, because you're going to stay in this book of the law day and night, and it shall not depart out of your mouth. You're going to find out what's really in here. What are the true promises for me? What does God say? And when you find them, you're going to release them. You're going to speak them with authority. You're going to look at your situation and let the fire of God come from this word out of your mouth and change the course of your life. Change your kids' life. Change your son's lives. You got to start speaking into it. Speaking into them. It's not too late to call, by the way. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. Email me. If I went too fast, if it was too deep, if you just didn't get it, if you don't have enough biblical understanding in you to really grasp it, just email me. It's easy. Radio1603@gmail.com. 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 Mail your support. Lifeline needs your support. It takes your support to keep this happening every Saturday, to keep this word coming forth. Please mail your support to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Again, please support the ministry. It takes your support to make this happen. Without your support, we wouldn't be here. So you have to support for us to be here and give this good word. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Again, your support keeps us on the air. Please help us out there. We sure would appreciate it. Pray about it. Whatever you need to do. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Don't forget to email for free counsel, for free wisdom. It's email radio1603@gmail.com. I love you so much. Listen, it's not too late to call. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. This is Landon for Lifeline. I'll see you next Saturday.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is radio1603@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.